This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
First, let's state the obvious. We are not going to talk about the fire this morning, which is, of course, the biggest story in the IE right now. There are other things going on, and we're talking a lot about the fire in other places. First, let's talk about National Guard drones are going to be based at March Air Reserve Base. We've been hearing a lot about drones now. What is this about?
Right. Well, these are not the little hobby drones that people are used to seeing on TV. These are the big ones that we're used to seeing on TV firing Hellfire rockets in Iraq and Pakistan.
Those ones that sort of look like a 747.
They're really big, bigger than I thought. 66-foot wingspan. They weigh almost 5,000 pounds. They are not going to be armed when they fly over the Inland Empire, but they are going to be based at the March Air Reserve Base. The California Air National Guard needs some place to train pilots. They sit at computer consoles and operate them remotely, obviously. And they've been doing that up in Victorville at the Southern California Logistics Airport. Mm-hmm. Now those planes, they're called Reapers, are going to be stationed at March. So we'll see them taking off and landing. The military wanted to let people know about it because they don't want people to be surprised when they see these drones. They don't want them to be alarmed, certainly, as they take off. They'll actually be training over Edwards Air Force Base, but they'll be stationed down here. And this means about 40 to 80 personnel will be stationed at March Air Reserve Base. And they call that kind of a little bit of an insurance policy against being shut down as an air base. So that could be a good thing.
Oh, interesting. Well, plus it'll be very interesting for Inland Empire people to see those things taking off and landing, and like you said, see just how big they really are.
Yeah, interestingly, the drone was actually used to surveil the rim fire, if you remember, mm-hmm. In 2013 around Yosemite. They were able to get in and around the fire and assist the fire service in determining the perimeter of the fire and figuring out where the hot spots were. But those flights have to be approved in advance by the Secretary of Defense, so it's not something they do lightly.
Hmm. Someday we may have to do drone traffic reports. You never know. Next, the San Bernardino terror suspect's mother, sister, or the government will be getting his life insurance payout. A couple of interesting things about this. First of all, that there will be a life insurance payout at all.
Well, yeah, people have wondered about that because many insurance policies have a clause that says if the person loses their life in the commission of a felony, the policy is not payable. Apparently, this policy doesn't have that because the insurance company itself has gone to court to ask a court to decide whether they have to pay it out, and if so, to whom. The U.S. Attorney's Office has also filed suit in federal court seeking to get that money. It's about $275,000 plus interest. By civil forfeiture. That's where the government seizes the assets, and they could use that to compensate the families of the victims and the survivors.
Is Syed Farouk's family pursuing litigation as well?
Well, his mother has put in a claim for the insurance benefits. And remember, she has the child. When the shooting took place, there was a little six-month-old baby. And so the mother is taking care of that child. So she's put in for it. But the insurance company says, you know, they want direction from the court about what they should do.
Hmm. And next, this is interesting. Southern California, always known as being a little more red than blue, a little more conservative than the rest of the state. But now it's official. Democrats outnumber Republicans in the Inland Empire now.
Right. And in Riverside County, they just have had a big voter registration drive, the Democrats have, and they have surpassed Republican registration by about 1,400 voters. Whether this is because people are excited about the upcoming presidential election, whether people will actually get out and vote, we don't know. But there has been a big push. The Republican Party chairman in the county told us this is part of a long trend, Republicans losing registration that started back about 20 years ago when Prop 187 was passed by voters. That denied access to public education and other public assistance to undocumented immigrants and their children. It was very controversial. It was eventually thrown out by the courts. But it really turned a lot of people away from the Republican Party, and I think they're still feeling the repercussions of that.
And in San Bernardino County, I think I heard you say once that it's always kind of gone back and forth between Democrats and Republicans one-upping one another in registration.
Yeah, and San Bernardino County now has a pretty substantial Democratic majority. 40% of voters are registered Democratic and only 33% Republican. The rest are either no party preference or one of the other third parties. San Bernardino County has been, it's been conservative, but more blue-collar and more Democratic, more diverse than we think of Riverside County registration.
Just makes this coming election even more of a nail-biter as we approach November. Finally, literally, finally, Cassie, this is going to be your final report on KVCR, which is going to be a big surprise to listeners.
That's right, Ken. And I'm really going to miss you. I'm going to miss the listeners. I'm going to miss coming in here once a week and telling folks about the big stories in the news of the week in the Inland Empire. I'm moving on to a different occupation. I'm not going to be in the news business anymore. So I just want to say a fond farewell. I'm really going to miss everybody.
Yes, and Cassie does have something coming next. She just can't tell us about it yet. Cassie, I don't know how KVCR listeners, after all of these years, are going to do without their weekly dose of the news from you, because you really have helped this station cover the news. We really very much appreciate that. And you know what? When you are settled into this new position and you're ready and able to come and sit down and talk about it, will you?
I absolutely can. I would love to come back and tell everybody what I'm going to be doing.
And they are going to be wanting to hear about that, too. So, Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.